Right, guys. When you sent me down for a little sneak preview of an exhibition which is happening right now at the Ritz-Carlton in DIFC, and I went, yeah, yeah, okay, because that's my thing, saying yeah, yeah, okay to everything. You didn't tell me it was all with royalty. I should have dressed up a little bit smarter.
Oh, yeah, you had your denim on, didn't you?
I had my denim on.
I don't think they've ever seen denim before.
Hadn't researched what you're supposed to act like in front of royalty.
Curtsies?
Didn't even know how to curtsy.
It's like a scene out of Princess Diaries, wasn't it?
Fish out of water. But if you're into your art, this exhibition might be for you. It is called Royal Bridges Convergence. And you've got to be quick because it's only happening for one day. Tomorrow night, all the paintings and pieces are going to be auctioned off at Christie's. All profits going to charity. But yeah, I went down there, had a little chat to all sorts of royalty and whatnot. We're going to hear more about it tomorrow. But what was interesting is, from what I heard from all the people that I spoke to from Prussia, Russia, Romania, Cambodia, they do have challenges in life, and I spoke to one of the organizers about it, and I know you sometimes think, oh, they've got such, you know, they were born with silver spoons in their mouth, life must be so easy, but not so much if you're an artist trying to make your way in the world.
This is a challenge that they all face. Just by choosing to be an artist, people don't take them seriously. Mm-hmm. Even though, as you can see yourself, they're very talented, but as soon as you put a title to the artist, people will try sometimes to even sabotage them. They don't want to take them seriously, so don't want to see beyond a person with a title. And this is what we want to accomplish as well, to show how talented and how this talent is also important for the countries themselves.
Okay. It's very tough being a royal.
Oh, it is. We're going to talk more about it tomorrow. But like I said, it's happening at the Ritz-Carlton DIFC. It's called Royal Bridges Convergence, one day only. So if you want to check it out, be quick.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Now, we have been asking you the connection between these four songs to win yourself a chance to get into that draw to get tickets. Return with British Airways to London.
From my hometown,
Maine. Well, I'll tell you what, I couldn't get that one when you played it to me before in the office. Maybe because I was under pressure. But we've got John joining us on the line right now. John, what's the connection?
Well, I think in all relates to London. You've got East End, West End, London, Adele's hometown. So I think all relates to London.
Oh, what a clever guy you are, John. Wow, fantastic. Impressed.
Yeah, very impressed, John. Well done. You are in the draw. Keep your phone on Thursday, please. You could be getting a call.
Thank you very much indeed. I'll be waiting.
Food, the news and the reviews.
We have Monica back with us. She's here every fortnight, and what we do is we look at new restaurants, new menus in particular, and we thought it'd be a good idea to do something around Christmas, because it's coming, isn't it, Monica?
It certainly is, sooner than you think.
I know, it's coming up so fast. This year, it completely snuck up on me. Someone said to me, it's 55 days away a few weeks ago, and I went, what? Christmas?
Yeah, no, it's the 1st of December this week, I think.
Who's made plans for Christmas food?
I've done lots of eating Christmas food, so I can tell all the listeners about it. And some places are full.
So you haven't made Christmas plans yourself yet, though?
I'm having Christmas Day at home because I have 10 people a Christmas Day at home, a lot of whom are very fussy, and one person will eat this and another person won't eat that, etc.
No.
We've got lovely weather. I've got a big patio and a nice garden. So we may do a combination of cooking some things at home and doing some very, very interesting Christmas takeaways.
Interesting. I'm having Christmas dinner on Wednesday night at my house.
Lovely.
14 people.
This Wednesday? What?
Are they all vegan, Steph?
Barely.
No,
they're
not all vegan.
Right. But you're doing a vegan Christmas meal for yourself.
No, couple of vegetarians,
right, okay.
And it's going to be good mix.
Mm-hmm.
Good mix of everything.
Okay.
Don't make them pasta. Just don't do
it. No, I won't. But I've told them they all have to leave by 10:30, which
I've got
I think
some,
is fair enough.
I've got some brilliant ideas for them. If you're struggling, I've got some brilliant ideas. And you can cheat because the stuff I'm going to talk about tastes homemade.
Yeah. Okay, Christmas plans, Mark, do you have any yet?
None at all yet, no.
So you really need this,
yeah, I've got
Zara?
To think about it, yeah.
I'm going to Marina Social, yay!
Oh, yes.
Christmas Day!
I think you mentioned that last show, didn't you, that you just got your... Oh, no, on an email to me, you mentioned that you've just booked in there. That's going to be beautiful.
Because the thing is, I did a bit of an interview process. I lined up about 5 or 6 places and I called all of them and I'm like, what have you got for the vegetarians? And if they kind of went,
good point.
Yeah, we'll make you a bit of pasta if you want. I was like, nope.
Yeah. Oh, that's really what it boiled down to. I think you were hasty in making your decision before Monica came in.
Oh, no.
However, maybe by the end, by 4 o'clock, you might have gone, yeah, I've made the right decision.
And there are lots of like other days you can have some nice other vegetarian food. So, yeah.
So I think we need a bit of music for your first one,
do.
Don't we?
We do, just get in the mood. Yeah. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. I'm ever so sorry.
When you sent that...
Did you hear that last bit? That's very important. Here comes Santa Claus.
This is the worst thing. You have been hanging around with your teenage daughter for far too long. This isn't music.
Is it not?
This isn't Christmas music.
She's got nothing to do with this. I was on YouTube trying to find like funky versions of Sleigh Bells Ring, Here Comes Santa Claus, because I thought, you know, why not?
It's quite modern.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's from Pitch Perfect too.
Zara's scowling.
Quite modern.
You know who it is? You know who's singing that? It's Snoop Dogg.
That's the one. Oh. Yeah, Snoop Doggy Dogg, yeah.
Oh, dear. I apologise to all the ticketers listening into that. We don't need modern because the classics are good enough, don't you think?
Well, it's a bit of an antidote to Dubai Opera, I think, which maybe you did need.
Well, where are we going to start?
Okay, so the point about all of that sort of Christmas markets, all the rest of it, is Winter Garden Christmas Market is the first thing that's really, really exciting. I want to talk about that. So we've got a sort of really all singing, all dancing, I think authentic, from what it sounds like to me, Christmas market that's happening in the Versailles Gardens. I like the sound of that. So anyone know where the Versailles Gardens are in Dubai?
So an authentic
Christmas
market.
It's not Falcon City of Wonders.
Authentic Christmas market, because and that's the music.
They've got, it's Christmas. We're modern, contemporary. You have to embrace all this. So Versailles Gardens, anyone know where they are in Dubai?
I think they are in International City in the French bit.
No.
Global Village.
No.
In the French bit.
And they're not Falcon City of Wonders either. No. They are either side of the large grand driveway of the St. Regis Hotel in Al Haptor City that we've spoken about, which is sort of quite a grandiose hotel, grand affair. Good venue. So that's where this sort of market is happening. I think it's very, very interesting. They're going to a little bit of statistics for you. The tree, there's going to be a beautiful tree lighting ceremony there. The tree is 16 metres high. Now, who knows how many feet 16 metres is? Because I still think in feet and inches. Have a guess.
24?
I'll have a go at 100 feet.
Mm-hmm. Zara?
99.
52 feet. Now, that's one hell of a whoppingly high tree. So I think if you're going to go and look at a tree lighting, I think this might be the one. The other thing that's really interesting about this, when you... it's free to get into, so you must remember that. I think some of the other Christmas market type offerings, they charge an entry fee. So you don't have to pay anything to get in, so that's good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in this sort of very, very nice venue. 52-foot tree. And then
can't
when you get
a real
there,
tree then, can it?
I'm not sure. I did ask them this. I said, I bet you Steph's going to ask me that. I'm not sure.
You can't cut down a 52-foot tree.
Look, Emirates has a lot of planes. They're very clever. They can do lots of things. They may just, I don't know, cut it down, reassemble. I'm not sure. I don't know how they do it.
I think you could get it, but it wouldn't be cheap. Let's just put it that way.
Maybe not at your local Spinneys, somewhere further afield.
Or go down to Satwa. Yeah. You could
What about those containers? You see all these like long mass containers coming down, so it could be. I don't know. But I'll go along and let you know.
Okay.
And then if you want to sort of eat, all the traditional sort of Christmas food and drink that you can think of will be there, but you just sort of purchase what you consume. And you know what? We know Al Haptor City is sort of this compilation of the three hotels. So there'll be little stalls from the Westin, from the W, and from the St. Regis. And you can go there and have, and they've got little offerings, sort of, I guess, smaller sample size offerings of festive related food and drink. So
that's
I think
nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And you're screaming, when is this, Monica? When is this happening?
When's it happening,
When's it happening? When's it happening? It's happening on Wednesday, December the 7th at 6 o'clock. Be there or be square. So I like that. I think that's the one you should
it's
go
tomorrow,
to.
It's tomorrow, isn't it? Oh, no.
Next week.
Next Wednesday. And there's lots of things for the children, lots of things for the adults, the gingerbread making, the houses. So I think some of the activities, from what I can read, will probably be free for the children. You can go and experience the whole thing for free and then just pay for what you consume. But I think you get all the traditional things you'd expect there in terms of food and drink.
And I think by next Wednesday, it would be all right to put a scarf on. because it's pretty cold, isn't it?
Fresh,
have you noticed?
Fresh now at night, isn't it?
Sometimes,
freezing
yeah. Certain
cold.
Points of the day, certain points of the day. The car, the temperature gauge on the car in the morning on the way to school, which is about 7:30, is below 20. So I guess that's cold for Dubai.
You know what you could do, guys? You could have a walk along Dubai Canal, get the colour going in your cheeks, and then go to the Christmas market. It'd be a really nice walk.
Yeah, yeah, that's very traditional. It's
yeah.
good.
Steph
yeah.
could go on a scooter.
Oh, yes, she could.
Yeah.
I could put some little bells on.
Guys, can anyone tell me, what is the name of that twisty bridge? Because I put a picture of that on my Instagram, and I called it because I heard from you, Twisty Bridge. Has
is it
got
twisty
a name?
Bridge? It's a twisty bridge officially, isn't it?
The twist. No. No.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay,
I
so if anybody
know.
Knows, I'd love to know
don't
what
know
that
if
twisty
they have
bridge
names.
Is called. They must have names. Like we have in London, like Victoria and Albert.
Yes, yeah, we do.
Kind of, you know, embankment.
We have in Newcastle
Millennium
as well.
Bridge.
Plenty.
They've got a bridge here. Shin, you know, all those bridges. So if anyone knows the name of the twisty bridge, I'd love to know.
Food, the news and the reviews.
Monica from Do in Dubai joins us every single fortnight to talk about the new restaurant openings, the new nights. But we thought we'd put together something a little bit festive because it's Christmas. Now that's a Christmas song, Monica.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
right.
No,
point
no
taken,
Snoop Dogg inside.
Point taken. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to be modern and contemporary in my musical tastes. But anyway, look, we were talking about what we're doing for Christmas Day, and I tried to book my Christmas lunch at the Desert Palm because I thought, right, so it's lunchtime, beautiful views, away from all the tall buildings, nice and peaceful, very good offerings, and I've had a really, really good brunch there about a couple of years ago. And could I book it? No.
I'm guessing not, because there's so many people who live there who probably go.
I don't know whether it's people who live there, but it's full. It's sort of, there's a waiting list as well. So Christmas Day lunch brunch at the Desert Palm at their restaurant Rare, which is actually newly reopened after a big refurb. It's full, but you can go there for New Year's Eve. So if you haven't booked for New Year's Eve, you can kind of look up the offering that they've got there for New Year's Eve. Now, I like the sound of the fact that they've got a real piper, a bagpiper, who's actually piping the Auld Lang Syne in for New Year's Eve.
Oh,
that sounds
nice.
Really, really authentic and nice
to
me.
No,
what are you shaking
no,
your heads
no.
for?
No.
That's tradition.
For 5 seconds, yes. No.
But you said you just wanted traditional. And
it's
I'm
not authentic. We're in the desert.
Well,
yeah, but
what
it's a,
is?
It's a
Christmas.
Real
our Christmas tree.
It's a real
bagpiper.
Set of bagpipes
exactly.
and a kilt.
And Auld Lang Syne. I mean, there's everybody sort of holding hands doing this Auld Lang Syne thing.
As
that's
long as
real
just,
New Year.
As long
just
as it's just
the,
that.
At midnight. Yeah, just at midnight.
Okay,
it's not
fine.
Not anything else. Otherwise, I've got like a really good DJ who might even play the Snoop Doggy Christmas thing, or maybe not as it's finished. So I reckon that you should try and book that. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, I mean, they've also got lots of nice things for the children going on. They've got gingerbread house making or whatever. But if you feel, oh my gosh, I spent far too much money over Christmas and Christmas packages and presents and all the rest of it, the other thing you could do New Year's Eve is to go to their place called Red, which I think they almost share the same terrace.
Hold on a minute. Are you using up all of your New Year's Eve stuff now? Because we're doing a New Year's Eve special.
Yeah, no, no, no. It's just at the same Desert Palm. I just want to give you the options. And
this
I like
Christmas.
This. I like this. No, I know. It's just one New Year's Eve thing that I have to mention because I like this idea. And people have to think ahead for New Year's Eve because you might want to call them up and say, can we stay over? So you're staying over, which costs whatever it is. But then you can do this other thing that I'm telling you. You go to Red. So it's only 50 dirhams to get in to this eatery called Red, which shares the same terrace as the other place Rare. And then you get a free drink with the 50 dirhams. And then you just do food and drink a la carte as you go. But then you spend the money on staying the night there. So I think that's another really nice thing. So you save on this ridiculous, how are we going to get home? Who's not going to drink? 9 times the normal price of a Kareem or whatever it is. And spend your money properly and do that. So well done to Desert Palm for that. I think that's a really, really good option. They're sort of thinking of everything. Or you can go with the very classy bubbles that they're providing with the proper New Year's Eve package with the bagpipes. At midnight and put
I feel
that
like you're just telling
gala.
Me this because you want a table for Christmas.
Well, they're not giving one to me. I can't do it because they're full and they've got a waiting list. So they've said you can come between Christmas and New Year maybe and maybe swim in the afternoon. But that's why I'm doing my Christmas at home. So yeah, Desert Palm, book New Year's Eve or book to spend the night and go to the Red thing.
Well,
like it.
Back to Christmas and over to Zara.
Oh, but I don't have any Christmas music.
I can find you some Christmas
yes!
music if you want it.
Okay, I'll begin. You look for the music. This is something that I think would suit maybe a family or a group of families who want to have Christmas. Yes, it's back. The music's back.
Yeah, the jingle bells are there.
Who want to have Christmas at home, but then you're thinking to yourself, I don't really want to cook and I don't want to spoil my kitchen and my living room and my dining room and all of that. This is by the Kempinski Hotel, Mall of the Emirates. They're offering this experience for probably the entire family and friends and their family to enjoy too, because it is between 8 and 12 people. There's going to be plenty of space, but why not listen to someone who's actually there?
My name is Sidqi Naddaf. I'm the executive chef of this hotel.
What is Kempinski planning when it comes to a white Christmas?
We have created an exclusive dining venue, which is the Aspen Chalets, which we call it like a hotel within the hotel. So it has an exclusive service. And we do serves like a personalized chef who comes and carves the food and the turkeys, as well as the ducks. And you got some Wagyu beef cheeks, and you got a beautiful food related to Europe and to the snow, and give you the white Christmas, as you name it.
I would pay money to have someone who carves a turkey. I hate doing that job.
I hate watching people do it.
I don't mind watching, as long as it's someone else and not me.
Did you just say we're in the desert? This is why are you doing Auld Lang Syne and you're talking about snow chalets and carving turkeys? There's a little hypocrisy going on here.
But
no,
you're overlooking Ski Dubai.
Yeah.
So you're literally overlooking.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to call it real snow, but it kind of feels and, you know, basically is snow.
Okay.
So this is an experience on Christmas Day, so the 25th. And we went and tested this out way back when at the beginning of November, which is a bit odd because the beginning of November, let's be honest, is a bit too early to be celebrating Christmas. So
and
it felt
hot.
Odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a bit hot. But the Aspen Chalets, they are very pretty. Think Colorado log cabins, so rustic but also quite sophisticated. You've got a really nice Christmas tree in the corner, lots of sofas. You've got the main courses, you've got the house beverages included, all of that. But have you guys heard of Huga? I've talked about this before on the show.
Yes. And it's all about a feeling, isn't it? It's a word for a feeling of coziness.
Okay, so at the beginning of the course, I just finished this book called The Little Book of Huga, which is all about coziness and this feeling of being with your family in the holidays.
It's going back to your Pinterest account with the snow.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So I just finished this book, so it was in my mind, so I had to ask the executive chef Sudki about it, and I don't know how he quite felt when I spoke to him about it, but here are the details of Christmas Day at the Kempinski Hotel and a little bit of Huga.
We want to make it a bit special. Actually, it can be booked between 8 to 12 people. So 8 is the minimum and 12 is the maximum. And the price, we charge 1,450 dirhams per person. And that includes the whole journey, as well as there will be a Santa visit. Santa will be given some prizes and the stockings and some chocolates and goodies for the kids.
Have you heard of Huga?
Huga, no.
It's the Danish expression of coziness. I kind of feel like this is Huga.
Well, I can't agree more, and it looks very much Huga, though this is the first time I hear about Huga, but it is Huga, I agree.
I think we've got a new word of the week here.
Huga.
How do you spell it, Mark?
H-U-G-A.
Close. H-Y-G-G-E. Close.
That's nowhere near close.
It's not close.
Nowhere near close.
Oh, poor Mark. So yeah, if you're interested in that, if you've got like a big group of people, then it does fit between 8 and 12. I'm not going to lie, the price did put me off a bit, 1450 per person. Mm. Children from 6 to 12 get 50% discount, but it is still quite pricey.
It is, and Santa's coming, and he is giving presents, but do you think he's given iPhones?
You never know. You never know.
Well, we're going to come back after the headlines. We have got more places to talk about. If there's anywhere on your list, maybe you've already booked your Christmas dinner somewhere special. I know Mark used to book for every single year in the same place, didn't you?
I did, yeah, but I'm not going to be going this year. I'm going to try something different. In fact, I'm thinking of heading to the Irish Village.
Mm. Oh. You're not going to try and dress as a child and get 50% off the ski chalet? That would solve...
Pass as a
you
child.
You dress as a Christmas child, like an elf.
We should
child,
all do that. Great
and
idea,
and then go
Monica.
In and get 50% off your... Aspen Ski Chalet.
Amazing.
Well, we've got a couple of good things for you when we come back as well. One of them is Argentinian Christmas.
Food, the news and the reviews.
Yeah, we've got Monica here from Do in Dubai and we are feeling all Christmassy. Forget how much I love this time of year.
Yeah, it's beautiful when you hear that, isn't it? I don't think you're going to be playing the Snoop Dogg at your Christmas party, are you?
Definitely not. Nothing but absolute classics. In fact, the newest I will go is The Darkness.
I'm dreaming of a vegetarian Christmas, something like that, Steph.
Do you know what? Even though I've become a vegan, I have decided, and you may mock me for this,
but you're going to make an exception.
For special occasions, as long as I'm not eating as many animals, then I can eat a few.
Okay, Steph. World according to Steph.
You don't have to be 100%.
Peace be upon you. Yeah.
No one's 100% anything.
No.
So, yes. Now, looking at places to go for Christmas dinner, I found one that I thought you might be quite interested in.
Oh, yes.
And I headed down there last night to check it out. So I spoke to Joel, who is the manager at Gaucho. Gaucho's in DIFC.
Yeah, no, I've been there a while ago, but I've been there. I know where it is.
Argentinian food?
Yes.
What do Argentinians do for Christmas? Wow.
We want to keep things very traditional. Gaucho is from Argentina. It actually means cowboy. So we want to bring something a little bit different. You know, there's many places that are doing the traditional dinners, the Christmas dinners. But we want to do Christmas dinner in Argentina. Our chef is Argentinian. He prepared this beautiful menu. He wants to remind himself of when he was home with the family and his mother was cooking. So the whole menu is about that. It's about the Argentinian Christmas dinner with your family. So to start off, we have the pollo salpicón. Pollo salpicón is chicken salpicón. Basically what it is, it's a salad where you have your homemade mayonnaise with chicken. So you actually make the mayonnaise with the chicken, and it's that whole combination that comes together, which is very typical Argentinian. A mata hambre de ancho. Now, mata hambre de ancho, the best way to explain it, mata hambre in English means to beat the hunger, and ancho is ribeye. So what we do, we actually have a large piece of ribeye that we cut out, we open up, and we fill up with some eggs, some vegetables, a lot of condiments inside, we actually put a bit of milk in there as well, some peppers, and we actually roll it. So
it's like a Christmas cracker.
Exactly, like a Christmas cracker. We roll it, and then what we do, we tie it up so none of the inside falls out, and then we boil it. So we boil it for quite some time so it melts in your mouth. So as soon as you take it out the pan, you cut it open. You can actually see, once you cut it open, you can actually see all the vegetables and all the egg all rolled up.
Wow.
So it's nice and, let's say, twirly inside.
Monica's face is a picture. I'm guessing that you like to stay very much on the traditional route for Christmas because you didn't like the idea of that, did you? Chicken and mayonnaise in
no,
a salad.
No, chicken and mayonnaise is as authentic as Snoop Doggy Dog singing Here Comes Santa Claus, whatever. Yeah.
But in Argentina, it is authentic. And should we not, I don't know about this, I was asking myself the same question in the car on the way to work today. Should we be pushing ourselves at Christmas to try other things? We do it all the year through.
No.
Have you ever had like a Christmas dinner on Christmas Day and thought to yourself, do you know what?
Never. I enjoy it every single year. I absolutely love it. Same thing I have every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, after hearing all of that, is anyone putting their hands up for dessert?
I think they probably really do very, very good desserts, actually. So even if I'm not big on the meat, and especially not big on the beef, as everyone knows, I think their desserts might be really good.
Let's find out.
Pio Nono with dulce de leche. So Pio Nono, the best way to describe a Pio Nono is kind of like a Swiss roll, where it's filled up with dulce de leche. Dulce de leche is, the taste is in between toffee and caramel. It's very, very sweet. And it's very, very popular over there in Argentina. So again, we want to keep it very traditional. It's delicious. If you go to Argentina, or if you've experienced a Christmas in Argentina, these are the dishes that you'll be eating.
How good is his accent?
Yeah, is he Argentinian?
No, he's not. He's from Essex.
I was going to say that.
He does not sound like he's from Argentina. But the chef he's saying is Argentinian.
Yeah, it rolled off the tongue, though, his Argentinian pronunciation there. Yeah. So they've got a special brunch on the 23rd for 320 dirhams.
That's not bad.
Up to 595, depending on the package. Mm-hmm. Christmas Day, 24th, they've got a package for the Christmas Day that runs 24th and 25th. 380 dirhams, three courses.
And am I right in thinking they have a terrace, a little outdoors bit as well? That sounds nice to me.
It was really nice, actually. Mm. And you get quite a good view of Emirates Towers from underneath, which is quite nice.
Yeah.
And have you noticed, everyone's trying to do something different with their tree this year.
Are they?
Yeah.
I know you're trying to do something very different. It's minimalist decoration.
Not a heart tree.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were talking about the specimen in the corner. Yeah.
No, restaurants. I keep getting through pictures of this is what we're going to be doing for our tree. And they're amazing. Right. So I asked him about his tree. They are going all out to make something a little bit different as well.
We're going to make a Christmas tree made out of bottles. We need over 700 bottles. Today's count was 523, if I'm not mistaken.
Whoa.
And we have a week to go, so we'll make it.
I've seen houses made out of bottles. Easy.
Do you know what? It's quite interesting. We went, it must have been more than a couple of months ago, to some function at the Ritz-Carlton in DIFC that Zara was talking about. And in the lobby, I took a picture of it on my Instagram, I don't know if it's still there, was a Christmas tree made out of books. And I thought that was really, really interesting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it was all different greens and aquas. And it looked very, very nice. Yeah, so it was a Christmas tree made out of books. So I can get this. But I don't know, bottles, plastic bottles, glass bottles?
Glass bottles.
It'd be very heavy. If someone, like, some child ran and knocked it over, it wouldn't be a few pine needles, would it? It'd be, like, smash up everywhere.
You could get me started there on why children shouldn't be running around restaurants, but I won't.
Especially near glass Christmas trees.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll secure it quite well.
Yeah, they'll put a
they'll
fence.
Have to,
they'll
won't
put a fence around it.
Yeah. So that was Gaucho for Christmas. Baker and Spice. Now, I'm looking forward to them being back at the farmer's market on the terrace this Friday morning.
Yeah. I didn't know how connected they were to the farmer's market.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
basically run the whole thing. They're coming back on this Friday morning. Yeah.
And they do three different kinds of sandwiches at the farmer's market. But
okay.
I have never heard about their Christmas dinners.
No, well, neither have I, actually. Today for lunch, in fact, I was at the Baker and Spice. I was at the one which is a newly refurbished one, and I think maybe we'll come back and talk about that in January as a sort of genuine new restaurant. But I went there to sample what they have on offer as their sort of main vegetarian festive offering, which you could have there. Or if you want to sort of cater at home, and like us, you've got sort of some people that don't eat this and other people that eat that, etc. Someone's trying to be vegan, whatever it is. You can just order this. And it was really, really delicious. It was called a chicken pot pie, but the chicken was in commas. Now, it was a sort of, from the description that I read, it sounded completely as what I would expect. So they've got mushrooms, they've got leeks, they've got butter puff pastry, all sounds delightful in a sort of individual pot, and they make everything from scratch right there. So that's all fine. But what do you think the chicken element was in this?
Tofu.
No. Mark, any ideas? That's a good guess, though, Steph.
Chicken stuffing.
Chicken? No.
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 That would be very vegetarian, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
no, not
tofu, not chicken stuffing, nothing sort of made of soya.
I feel like I can get this if I'm given enough time, but I don't think I've got
I
enough
don't
time.
Think you will get it, actually.
Mushroom.
No, well, mushroom is in it anyway, but they wanted to have something different to mushrooms. I will put you out of your misery. It's actually jackfruit.
Ah, I've had jackfruit curry before.
Oh, well, there you are. There you are. So, and I was at the Armani before that, talking to a couple of people, and one of the ladies, the Indian lady, I was saying, I'm just off now to Baker and Spice to sort of try their festive vegetarian thing. You'll never guess what the chicken is. And she says, oh, maybe it's jackfruit. It's just like chicken. And how do you know all this? Kind of being Indian, I don't know any of this at all. And it was delicious. It was really, really good. Very nice, homemade-y taste. And this is sort of a bit of the theme. I think this is quite nice. If you're not sure where to eat or what you want to eat for Christmas, why don't do a kind of try before you buy? So go, if you want to try this, though, slight restriction is it's only available on Monday because he's wrapped up this chicken pot pie made with jackfruit, delicious, in his meat-free Monday promotion. So you've got to go down to the town centre branch of Baker and Spice on a Monday night from 6:30. And it's very, very reasonable to do this sort of try before you buy it. 79 dirhams for two courses. So you have this really nice pie and you can have a salad or sort of some other side thing. And also, I think good on them for serving free filtered water. And I sort of asked for still water with my meal, and I kind of looked at the label. I thought, good on you. They're serving Alain, so local water, still or sparkling. So that's what you should do. You should try this chicken pot pie before you buy, and see if you like it. And then you can order it to cater for as many or as few people as you want if you're having it at home or have it for Christmas. So I think that's the nicest, unusual vegetarian option I've seen for Christmas, and a bit of an antidote to your ribeye and chicken mayonnaise.
Does it really taste like chicken?
It looks like chicken. It looks like sort of like a slight bit of shredded chicken. It has got some texture, but happily for me, it's not horribly chewy. I think I had in my very earlier days in London crocodile or alligator or one of those things, and it was so chewy, and I was like, no. And I was expecting it to be like that, but it wasn't. So I've got some pictures. I literally just took them a couple of hours ago, so I will put them up there. And actually, the other thing is, that promotion, it will be on today, but if you go to doindubai.com, because so many people are sending in all their festive promotions, just click on the blog, and it's festive food and fun. So we've put all of them in one format in one place, so it's a picture of everything, and then you click to either a link or a PDF, and you can find out about all the activities for children, the gingerbread making things, the tree lightings, the Christmas Eve dinners, the Christmas Day dinners, and the New Year's Day dinners and New Year's Eve things as well. I mean, the latest one we put on, just to give you an example, was so, so lovely, I thought. It was from Gursha that we spoke about 2 weeks ago.
Ethiopian restaurant
on the Palm. So they've got...
I went.
Oh, did you? And
after
how
you
was
recommended it?
It.
I always do this. Monica recommends things.
Oh, well done, Steph.
Here you go.
I get in the car and
like
I say
it,
to Simon, we've got to go. No, I loved it.
You loved it?
Did you go daytime or evening time?
Nighttime.
I've only been in the daytime. But
you
how
know
was
the
it
thing
at night?
For me, though, when I got there, we drove into the car park at the back and we were like, ugh. This looks just like a shopping centre from the back. Like, the back does not draw you in.
No, the back
whatsoever.
Is just a park.
Yeah, but it's got...
You go around the front.
You've got all the names of the restaurants on the back, and it looks like they're kind of little takeaways from the back.
Yeah, no, you need to know. All the people who listen to the ticket will know that's only where you park.
And then you walk through and suddenly you've got the waterfront, all of these restaurants looking out onto the waterfront.
Exactly, and lots of terraces and outside places. So the Ethiopian Christmas, and of course there are lots of traditions around the Ethiopian Christmas, and all really lovely. All of this is on a PDF connected to what they're offering. And talking about sort of prices, very reasonably priced. I think it's something like $145 or something for a proper Christmas Eve Ethiopian dinner. So that's another one, you know, to try.
I have a theory about why it's cheaper.
Oh, yes.
Why?
Did you know they're in a different year to what we are?
Yeah.
And don't they ordinarily celebrate Christmas on January the 7th? They go according to a different calendar, right?
Yeah, so...
Are they behind
so
or they're
money,
like
your money goes
normal
further.
Prices were about 5 years ago.
Yeah. Ah,
so money goes further.
Because I think one of the Hindu calendar things, I think it's like 2042 or something. So maybe that's why Modi got rid of all the notes or something like that. I don't know. They're in front.
No, they are definitely behind. Okay. Yeah. And we're going to come back. Mark has been looking in particular at one of the hotels.
I've gone
in
really posh.
Really posh. Even posher than that.
I'm going to take Monica, it's that posh.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I thought you'd never ask.
Right then. So we're talking Christmas.
We are talking Christmas. We've got some music for this, getting us in the spirit. And we're heading to a restaurant that is closing its doors. We did this on the show recently. A lot of people were sad about it. Mm. Rivington went.
Yep.
We lost the karaoke lounge upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Ivy.
The Ivy. And I quite like the headline that they've come up with, the Goodbye V.
I know. But when I saw that on the press release, that was the first I knew of the news. And I was like, no.
Yeah. It's been open about 5 years. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah.
I kind of went when it first opened. And then I went again last night to try their Christmas offering. I think... You know, they've been doing very well with Christmas bookings, actually, because for Christmas Day, they've got three sittings. They've got one at 11 o'clock in the morning, which is quite early, one at 4 o'clock and one at 8 o'clock. So which one do you think still has spaces? 8 o'clock, yeah. So Christmas night dinner, if you like, which is not sort of so bad. You know, you kind of like have a do whatever you want to do, your walking, your exercise, whatever, and then have dinner at night. So if you wanted to forego,
I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock.
I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock, yeah. Right? Okay.
No one exercises on Christmas Day.
Well, Zara said you could walk and do the water canal. That was December the 7th. No, isn't it traditional to have that like long Christmas walk after your big meal? But you probably wouldn't. After an 8 o'clock sitting.
Not since I got away from my family. None of that is traditional anymore.
So we tried the Christmas offering last night. And I think this is again, sort of going back to the chicken pot pie thing, in that you can try before you buy. So up till the run-up to Christmas, they've got it going now. They've got a sort of turkey dinner plate with all the trimmings that you can try, together with, I think, a sort of starter and a dessert as well. So I think it's 190 dirham, something like that, which is quite reasonable. So why not just go along there, try that with a good friend or somebody who's part of your larger Christmas party, and decide whether this is actually what you really want before you spend sort of upwards of 800 dirhams. I think it's 600 without the alcohol packages. For your Christmas day. So standouts for me, I really like the starter, which was a sort of seafood cocktail. It was very, very generously filled with very fresh sort of prawn and crab, lettuce. It was dressed very nicely. It wasn't sort of overdressed and underdressed. And they had a very nice, I think all the party agreed, dessert, which was a traditional kind of trifle, a Christmas trifle. But they added the traditional Spanish alcoholic beverage that you'd add to that. So that was very, very tasty. So yeah, I mean, that was the Ivy. I think it is a very British institution, as you said.
Yes.
My first experience of the Ivy was in London many, many, many years ago. And I know and I associate that to be a very fine dining restaurant in Covent Garden, quite hard to get into, still queues.
Although very reasonably priced.
I couldn't tell you. I think someone was treating us, actually. It was quite a while ago that I went there in London. But I don't know. I don't think it was reasonably
prices
priced then.
They're not bad. You can get like a lunch there, two courses for £20.
Okay. Oh, so maybe that was a set thing. We were kind of like more like £90 a head or something. This was a long time ago. It was a proper dinner thing. But I think the Ivy here, and I think they're closing, one of the reasons is because their lease has run out at the Emirates Towers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was fine dining as far as the food offering is concerned. relative to the London one. I think there's a lot more casual fare on the menu. I mean, last night as well, we saw hamburgers and chips coming out. I don't think that would be on offer at the London venue either. So, and I asked them, is there anything coming up in its place, and are you going to reopen elsewhere? And I don't think there is. I think there's they didn't know about a venue that was coming up instead, and I don't think they're going to open elsewhere. So sometimes sort of restaurants that work very, very well in their home countries, perhaps it's not automatic that they're going to do fabulously well just because they're open in Dubai.
I think they did really, really well here. Like, a lot of people were gutted about them closing, and I've managed to convince 16 girls, first thing I've ever organised at work, to go tonight for the ladies'
You're going
night.
Tonight.
I hope it goes well.
Mm. I know.
There were quite a few girls there last night as well on tables, yeah.
So. No discounts, but they do this thing for like 199 dirhams. I just thought it was quite a good deal for food.
It is. It is a good deal for somewhere like that. It is a good deal for food. It's at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. And you do, you know, you walk in. I do like the fact they've got the white linen tablecloths. You know what I'm like about that. And the silverware. And they've got proper solid silver milk jugs and sugar pots. Nice bud roses, fresh flowers in the vase. And the vases on the table.
So I told them once that my dad would steal the napkins. Because he's terrible for stuff like this. And I told them, and they gave me a set of napkins for him
That's
to give
sweet.
Him for Christmas.
I used to work with a girl, going back a long time ago, worked at a kind of eminent management consultancy firm in London, and her thing was stealing cups and saucers, the coffee cups and saucers.
So she'd do a step too far.
That's very odd, isn't it? So we were very fancy places. She'd do a big sneeze with a napkin, and the napkin would fall on the cup and saucer, and she'd scoop it all up and put it in her bag. Maybe
How
not anymore.
What?
But, yeah, I had to pretend I wasn't with her.
Long
That's time ago.
A shocker.
Yeah, but then she had the logo of the place she was at with the cup and saucer. That was her thing. Don't try in Dubai.
No, don't do it. Right, very quickly, we're going to squeeze in a very fancy place that I went to the other day. It's Al Habtour City, which you've already mentioned.
Oh, yes, okay. ALC, as it's known. AHC.
I went around to the West Inn, and this, if you're going to go there for Christmas, it'll be the first time that you've been to these restaurants, because it's not been open very long, and the general manager, Khalid Galoub, actually told me about that.
We've been open, actually today marks our 86th day that we open our doors to the public and to Dubai. We opened on the 31st of August, was our opening day. It's quite a big hotel, it's 1,004 rooms, so it's one of the biggest in the city. Al Habtour City, we opened the Sand Regis, we have in the hotel collection. We started off with the Sand Regis Hotel, Sand Regis Dubai, and we opened about a year ago. And then we opened the W in June, and we opened the Westin end of August.
All right, so if you're thinking of going there for some seasonal fare, they've got an outlet which is kind of an American diner called Cook Hall.
Okay, the Cook Hall is our American gastropub.
Great name, the Cook Hall.
The Cook Hall, yeah, American gastropub, and food there is, well, it's American, but we obviously are also catering for the demographics of Dubai. We know Dubai is a very popular city with a lot of nationalities, so we have something for everyone there. For Christmas, we are putting up a nice selection of Christmas offerings from the populars. You know, we're going to have trays, packages are there, including beverages and without beverages also. We have a live band. The place is actually quite different. It's very sort of a modern industrial look with a lot of effects with the lighting and the chandeliers being in the place. So it's quite stunning.
Chandeliers are Christmassy.
Yeah, and festive platters there. They start at 155 dirhams, based on two people sharing. Now, finally, if you fancy Christmas with an Italian twist, they've got the answer for that.
It's a New York Italian. It's called Il Capo. It's on the first floor, again overlooking the canal. Fantastic views, you cannot miss. So for Christmas, we have an offer there during the Christmas season, again for Christmas dinner and Christmas day. For New Year, well, talking about the canal, and then obviously very visible, clear views of Burj Khalifa. Yeah. So I think the view from there is going to be stunning for New Year.
Guys, we've run out of time
to
do Christmas fare. However, we're going to do this all again in 2 weeks' time, because you will still have a chance to book your Christmas dinner somewhere.